Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 10 Days to a Less Defiant Child. Second edition, The Breakthrough Program for Overcoming Your Child's Difficult Behavior is a parenting advice book by psychologist Jeffrey Bernstein, written for parents dealing with chronic resistance, tantrums, negativity, and other forms of oppositional behavior. It belongs to the practical self-help and family psychology genre, and its purpose is to give caregivers a structure. Short-term framework for reducing conflict at home and improving cooperation. Rather than treating defiance as simple bad behavior, the book frames it as a relational and emotional pattern that can escalate when children feel misunderstood, powerless, or disconnected. The second edition updates that core approach for contemporary family stressors, especially technology overload, social media pressure, and the wider anxieties that can shape children and teens today. Its central promise is not instant obedience, but a more workable household dynamic built through empathy, emotional regulation, and consistent parent responses. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defiance is treated as a family pattern, not just a child problem. The book begins from the idea that chronic defiance is more than occasional misbehavior. Bernstein presents it as a recurring family pattern that can damage daily life through constant arguing, refusal, and emotional escalation. That framing matters because it moves the focus away from punishment alone and toward the interaction between parent and child. A defiant child is not described as simply difficult for its own sake. Instead, the behavior is tied to feelings of being ignored, misunderstood, or powerless. This interpretation gives parents a clearer target for intervention. Rather than trying to win every conflict, they are encouraged to change the pattern that keeps conflict alive. The practical value of this lens is that it helps parents understand why repeated commands, lectures, or threats often fail. If the child experiences the exchange as a power struggle, the behavior usually intensifies. By treating defiance as a relationship problem with emotional roots, the book offers a more durable explanation for why home life can become so strained. Secondly, the 10-day structure turns parenting advice into a step-by-step program. One of the book's most distinctive features is its 10-day framework. Instead of presenting a long list of abstract principles, Bernstein organizes the material as a short program that parents can follow in sequence. This structure gives the book a coaching quality. It is designed for immediate use, not just reflection. The appeal of that approach is especially clear for overwhelmed parents who often need concrete actions rather than broad reassurance. A short timeline also suggests that change begins with manageable shifts in adult behavior, not with trying to transform the child overnight. The book reportedly focuses on steps that reduce conflict and build cooperation across home and school settings, which makes the method feel practical rather than theoretical. The value of the program lies in its clarity. Parents know what to try, why to try it, and how the steps connect. In a crowded parenting genre, this kind of structured, day-by-day guidance stands out because it lowers the barrier to implementation and makes behavior change feel more achievable. Thirdly, empathy and emotional coaching are used to diffuse escalation. A major theme in the book is that parental reactivity can make defiance worse, while empathy can help calm it. Bernstein emphasizes leading with empathy and becoming an emotion coach, which means responding to the child's distress without immediately correcting, lecturing, or escalating. This approach is not soft permissiveness, it is a deliberate strategy for reducing the emotional heat that fuels oppositional behavior. The idea is that when children feel heard, they are less likely to fight for attention through anger or refusal. The book's practical examples, including the widely cited phrase that acknowledges upset and offers presence, reflect this philosophy. The point is to validate emotion without surrendering adult authority. That distinction is important because many parents either become overly controlling or, in reaction, too accommodating. Bernstein proposes a middle path: stay calm, name the emotion, and create enough safety for the child to de-escalate. In behavioral terms, this improves the chances of cooperation because it lowers threat perception before any problem solving begins. Fourthly, modern technology and social pressure are treated as new drivers of defiance. The second edition updates the original parenting framework for current conditions, especially the influence of technology, internet culture, and social media. Bernstein recognizes that children's behavior is shaped by a more intense environment than in earlier generations, and that digital overload can contribute to irritability, resistance, and conflict. This update matters because it places defiance within a broader ecosystem of distraction, stimulation, and pressure. Parents are not only dealing with the child in front of them, but also with a world that can fragment attention and heighten emotional volatility. The book also notes broader stressors such as climate anxiety, school violence, and changing family structures, showing that oppositional behavior may be amplified by contemporary insecurity. This makes the book more relevant than generic discipline manuals that assume a simpler home environment. Its analysis is useful because it does not blame technology alone. Rather, it treats modern stress as one factor that can intensify already difficult dynamics. That wider lens helps parents adjust expectations and choose responses that fit the present moment. Lastly, connection-building games and collaborative exercises support long-term change, beyond advice for handling conflict. The book includes 17 cooperative connection-building games, designed to strengthen openness, trust, and communication. This feature shows that Bernstein is not only interested in stopping unwanted behavior, but also in replacing confrontation with a more cooperative family climate. The games matter because they provide low-pressure ways for parents and children to practice collaboration outside of active conflict. That is important. If every interaction happens only during discipline, the relationship can become defined by correction. By introducing structured play and connection exercises, the book tries to rebuild the emotional foundation that makes discipline more effective later. These activities also recognize that trust is built through repeated positive contact, not through arguments about rules alone. The practical implication is that parents can work on the relationship proactively instead of waiting for the next outburst to address it. This emphasis on connection gives the book a more holistic approach than many behavior guides because it pairs immediate conflict reduction with longer-term relational repair. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, and family professionals who are dealing with persistent resistance, frequent arguments, and emotionally charged power struggles with children, teens, or even adult children. It is especially useful for readers who want a practical framework rather than a purely theoretical discussion of child behavior. Its main benefit is that it translates a difficult family problem into a sequence of manageable responses, regulate the adult reaction, validate the child's feelings, reduce escalation, and use connection to support cooperation. Readers looking for a fast, structured intervention will likely appreciate the 10-day format, while those interested in child psychology will value its focus on emotion, reactivity, and family systems. What sets the book apart from many parenting manuals is its combination of short-term usability and relational depth. It does not simply promote stricter discipline, nor does it rely only on empathy. Instead, it argues that lasting change comes from pairing clear boundaries with emotional attunement and improved communication. In the second edition, its attention to technology, social media, and modern stress makes it feel firmly grounded in contemporary family life rather than in a dated discipline model. If you would like to support Jeffrey Bernstein PhD PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.